Welcome to Just Friends, the podcast where two recently vaccinated aging millennials work all day, slowly die, and watch Friends together for the first time ever.
Doesn't that describe everybody's life?
I'm Becca.
I'm Chris.
And maybe not everybody is vaccinated, Chris, and not everybody is an aging millennial.
I guess we're all aging. If you're not vaccinated, do it.
Great.
End of podcast.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sure the 10 people that listen to this will take your advice. You're the one. You're the one who's going to break them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before they were like, I don't know. But then they heard, you know, Chris on Just Friends say, get that vaccine. And they were like, well, there's a voice that I trust.
Yeah. Maybe some, you know, weird shut-in who's a fan. Keep listening, but also get out there and get vaccinated. But they just have, you know, they don't know anyone who's getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
And we're putting a voice to the vaccination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I trust him. He does pretty well at trivia. A friend's a friend who knows what being a friend is. Talking with a friend. Because you're the friend that I've been searching for. This week we watched The One with the Football, Season 3, Episode 9 of Friends, and of Just Friends, this podcast. We actually already recorded this episode. Like, we watched this, and then we recorded an episode. But we were too intoxicated.
Yeah, it was real sloppy. Yes. There was just lots of giggling and messing up. And
yeah.
It was entertaining to us, but I don't know if the general public was just ready for just...
I'm considering maybe someday having Chris clean up the audio a little bit, you know, just some minimal editing, and then throw it up on a Patreon.
That's super exclusive.
Super exclusive. Yeah. You can pay for it to hear this, you know, slightly cleaned up version of us just being very giggly.
Just Friends, half in the bag.
I think we had just come back from trivia or something.
We had been out for a while.
And we won at trivia.
We did win at trivia.
Yeah.
And yet, yeah.
So we were riding high.
Yeah, we had a false sense of, you know, an inflated sense of self. And we thought we were, you know.
Crushing it.
Yeah, we were not.
We also went on a walk, like when we were back in our apartment. And we were out for a walk and... This, like, it was the first one of the first things we saw when we were back in Queens. This woman was screaming at her boyfriend or whatever, husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had apparently just slept with a prostitute.
Or recently. I don't know if he had just returned. Well, right, yeah. They were walking away from his prostitute's house.
His wife or girlfriend had just found out that he had slept with a prostitute. I know this because she was yelling at him, you're the one who wanted to put your tiny pecker or tiny dick.
Yeah, your tiny little dick in a prostitute. And she was screaming. This wasn't like, this was like.
It was like 10 six, or 11.
Was it really? It was still kind of light out.
No,
I could see their faces very clearly.
Yeah, that's true. It was kind of light out.
It was like, maybe it was 8.
Yeah,
maybe.
8. Let's call it 8.
But the streets were crowded. There was like people all over the place.
So that was pretty funny. I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. The guy, you could tell, definitely, he knew. He had done it. Everything she was accusing him of.
Yeah, I mean, he was just rolling with it.
Yeah.
He wasn't fighting back. He was either saving it or he was just accepting it.
I like to think that they did just get caught. You know, that she was, like, going out to the car and she opened up the car and he was back there slamming a prostitute.
In your car? In the middle of Sunnyside?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a couple of blocks off Roosevelt Avenue. Maybe that's where they came from. That's where the prostitutes are.
Yeah, and that's where it stays. No one would question it.
All right, whatever. You're not as street as I am. Okay, so this episode opens on, like, they're making cookies or something. By they, I mean all the ladies. And I don't know. Monica's not happy with how anyone's doing it. It's not very funny.
No, like, the guys are watching football. They're making... like something with marshmallows. I don't know if it's like one of those like yam marshmallow casserole things or what, but
she was talking about football shapes though. I thought they were making cookies.
I don't know. But yeah, whatever. Yeah. Rachel's not doing it right. Monica gets mad.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's Thanksgiving. That's what the football thing is. I think they established that in the opening shot when they're doing the cookies thing. And the guys are watching the Thanksgiving football game. Vikings versus Giants. And Phoebe sits down and says, oh, like, maybe I'll finally give one of these things a watch. And at the same time, all the guys jump up and they're like, halftime. And Phoebe's all crushed. And somebody, maybe Phoebe, comes up with the idea, like, let's actually go play football ourselves.
Joey, who's like, he's like, okay. Who wants to toss the pigskin around? Like, yeah. Get a little 3-on-3 going.
And Chandler's like, oh, I'm out. Because Chandler is really upset about Janice still.
Yeah, he's moping.
Yeah. And Joey's like, don't you want to do anything with your life? And Chandler's like, I've got goals. Like, I want to start day drinking and, you know, all these things that aren't really goals. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, so I've got plans. And Joey talks him into going to play football. So he's like, fine, I'm in. Phoebe, of course, is very excited. Mm-hmm. And Rachel, I don't know. I think she's fine with it, too. And then Ross and Monica are like, actually, we're not allowed to play football. And everyone's like, what? Why?
Yeah, because your mommy said yeah. You couldn't. And they're like, yes. Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. Turns out that Monica and Ross can't play football because this goes back to something that their family used to do, a Geller Bowl, where they would do touch football. And at Geller Bowl 6, Monica, you know, pushed Ross or something.
She, like, threw an elbow or something mm-hmm. and broke his nose.
Yeah. He had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. And it was a disputed. She went on to score, but then he said it didn't count and whatever.
She had broken his nose.
Their dad decided that no one won that year and threw the trophy into the lake.
The trophy is a troll doll nailed to a 2x4, as Chandler describes it.
Mm-hmm. Which is revealed later in the episode.
Oh, right. That's true.
At that moment, you don't know what the mm-hmm. the Geller Cup looks like.
Yeah.
You just know that it's been hurled into the lake. You know, at that moment, you assume never to be seen again.
They decide to go outside. Everyone goes out and they're like, all right, how should we pick teams? And Monica's like, I guess we should just bunny up. And everyone's like, what's bunny up? And Ross and Monica at the same time both go, bunny. And they're like, okay, so we're captains.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. I don't know if that's a thing.
I feel like that was actually the joke, that they had like some inside way of determining how people are captains. And so that's why they both picked it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe, I guess. I was just kind of confused. I was like,
what? Well, that's exactly, everyone else is like, wait, what are you talking about? And I think they just go along with it because whatever.
Yeah, but aren't I supposed to find it funny? I was just like, is that a thing? I don't know. Is it something from the 90s?
I don't recall
ever
bunnying
up. We didn't do that on the playground.
I guess we'll have to look it up if bunny up really is a thing.
After exhaustive research, I think they just made it up.
But I like it. I mean, I hope that it's my theory because Monica then goes on to say, like, oh, well, I bunnied first, so of course I pick first. And Ross is like, yes, of course. Like, they've got this whole rule system for bunnying up.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it could be that. It's just, yeah, I guess friends, they don't, like, often make jokes like that, like, involve, like, a whole, like, unseen world of things.
This could be me reading too much into things again.
I mean, yeah, either way, I don't know.
So the teams are Monica, Phoebe, and Joey. Rachel's upset because she gets picked last, and Ross is like, oh, sorry, like, you're terrible. I can't pick you.
Well, yeah, first Monica doesn't pick her, and she's mm-hmm. like, Monica, we're best friends. And she's like, you know, mm-hmm. but, you know, she wanted to pick a better player. And then Ross doesn't. He's like, oh, don't worry about it, baby. Then he picks Chandler, and, you know, mm-hmm. she's like more upset.
Monica, Phoebe, and Joey, they get to, I think, receive first. So they huddle up. Phoebe's like, oh, it's my first huddle. She's all pumped. And Monica is like, all right, Phoebe, you know what you're doing, right? And Phoebe's like, yeah. Monica's like, great. You know, and she gives like some play directions. And Phoebe's like, I have no idea what any of that means. Monica's like, I thought you said you knew what you were doing. Phoebe's like, yeah, I thought you meant in life. But Monica, why would she think that Phoebe knows what she's doing? Yeah. She had already established she'd never even watched a football game.
Yeah, like, it was very clear. I mean, you know, yeah. I don't know. They just had to, right. It was for that joke. Mm-hmm. But in the kickoff sequence, Ross's team is kicking off. And did you see the way he, like, teed up the ball?
Not really.
Oh, so he had his foot, like, the heel on the ground, toe pointed up, the ball on top of his toe with his hand on top of the ball, like, pinning it, like, elevated up a little bit. So then Chandler is supposed to come and kick it, like,
in between that space. In between his foot and his hand.
And so then Chandler comes in and kicks Ross in the foot, obviously, because, yeah. like, that's a horrible, like, that requires, like, a degree of precision that just a bunch of random schmucks are going to have playing 3-on-3 touch football.
What? I had no idea. I was wondering how he got his foot kicked.
Yeah, so he kicks the foot, and then he's like, all right, we'll just throw it off. And then they just they don't take it. Yeah, I'm like, I've never seen anyone tee up the ball like that. I'd be like, no.
Is that a thing, too?
Put it on the ground, and I will sweep the floor and get all ball.
After that, they decide to just throw it, which maybe was the better way to go with.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, they had to have that little physical comedy of Chandler booting Ross in the foot.
This is after, like, Chandler is, you know, psyching himself up. He's like, the ball's Janice, the ball's Janice. So he gives a good hard whiff or hit, but, you know, fucks it up. So they end up, I think, you know, the other team, Monica's team, like, runs it right back for a touchdown.
Yeah, Joey runs it back immediately.
Yeah. And then we are introduced to Marta soon after this when they are transferring the ball back. Or Marha.
Like Marha. Marha. So I don't know what... They just had to make it tough to pronounce.
Marha is Dutch. She and Joey, like, you know, run into each other. And she's like, oh, you are playing American football?
Something like that.
Yeah. It's not quite as Swedish, but it's definitely not Dutch.
No. It's just, like, generic, you know, like a pale, like, yet exotic Europeanish thing that you just see in shows where... Could be from any of, like the Netherlands up north, anywhere in that direction.
Yeah. Loyal listeners of the show will know that I'm very familiar with how Dutch should sound because Var is the toilet.
Var is the toilet.
Var is the toilet. See if you can get that voice on the podcast.
Well, they updated the speech engine, so it sounds a little better. It doesn't sound quite as...
Lame.
But still, people will get the gist.
Okay.
Var is het toilet?
Because I know var is the toilet. I know that that sounds... Hers doesn't sound right. It's a little too Nordic, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It definitely sounds more, like, Scandinavian-ish. Yeah. You know. And I feel like she's super pale and, like, the blonde hair. I feel like they're going for, like...
Yeah. It's like that, they wanted to do Danish. They fucked it up. We want to put that Netherlands joke in. That comes later. They're like, well, now she has to be Dutch if we want to do a Netherlands joke. And they're like, okay, no problem.
It's like, where do the hot chicks come from? They're Dutch? Nah, I don't deal it.
She introduces herself as Marha, and Joey can't say it. You know, he's like, Marka, Marta. And also he thinks her name is Dutch. He's like, I'm Dutch.
He's like, her name is Dutch and also
Marha. That's when he's introducing her to Chandler. And Chandler is also smitten with her immediately. So on their way back, Ross and Monica also have like a little fight about second and third down here. But on Chandler and Joey's walk back, Chandler's like,
you know, I was thinking about asking her for her number.
Thanks, man. But I think it makes a stronger statement if I ask for it myself, you know?
And Chandler's upset by this. Chandler, he really thinks that he has a good justification because he's just been dumped by Janice. So Joey says, fine. You can have her. And Chandler's like, what? You think you have to give her to me? Because otherwise she would go for you. And obviously a showdown ensues. Mm-hmm. So they both decide to both go for Marha. At this point, you know, it gets a little more aggressive on the field. Chandler rips Joey's shirt and Joey gets really upset and they double down on this whole showdown. Like, okay, now all the bets are off. Like, they're going to do anything to embarrass each other, basically. Mm-hmm. This is when Phoebe gets a touchdown.
Was this the one? Yeah, the one that it's like the one at what becomes halftime. It's like right as the buzzer goes off.
Yeah.
Because they have a timer set because Monica has to get back to base the turkey or whatever.
So that's like their half. It's 20 minutes.
But it's a disputed touchdown.
Yeah. So they toss it down to Phoebe, but Phoebe, there's something about the snap and the buzzer.
They say that the snap happened before, the snap happened after, like whether or not it was illegal. Because if it had, you know, snap before the buzzer, you can play it out.
Yeah.
Snapped after.
Phoebe is like, just like give it to me, because Ross is the one disputing it. Monica obviously thinks it was before the buzzer, and Ross is like, Phoebe, congratulations on getting your first touchdown. It doesn't count, like super mean.
Oh yeah. She's like, oh, I scored my first touchdown. Yeah, he's like, oh, that's fun. Great, but it doesn't count.
Yeah, it's really cruel. Yeah, really cruel. And Phoebe, you can tell, is upset, and Monica's insisting on it. This is when Ross drops his insult, cheater, cheater. Compulsive eater. And Monica's like, oh, how could you?
Even the audience is like, ooh, that was a low blow. Not fair. She overcame a lot to get where she is today.
This is when Monica, at some point around this, she reveals the Geller Cup. Because she's like, fine, we'll call it halftime. You'll come back. You'll play, like, the other half. And he's like, I don't want to play, whatever. And she's like, oh, you'll play. And then she pulls out the Geller Cup. And he's like, what? Dad threw it into the lake. She's like, I swam and got it. Because she felt that she deserved the win that year, as she has established. Mm-hmm. That part, you know, it's pretty funny, revealing the Geller Cup.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was one of the best parts. Yeah. Was revealed. And, yeah, Chandler's like, does everyone else see a troll doll nailed to a 2x4? And they're like, yeah. Like, yep. Yep. Just want to make sure. And it wasn't, you know, it was a sweet trophy.
Yeah.
You know, don't get to see troll dolls too often.
No.
Nice to see them make a pop culture appearance. Staying relevant.
This is when they come back and it's like, you know, extreme. Like, everyone's being super aggressive. Monica tells Joey, like, you know, do this and I'm going to take care of Chandler. And he's like, okay. She's like, don't worry. He'll be out of the picture or something after this. So Chandler gets the ball. She runs straight for him and, like, really aggressively tackles him. Mm-hmm. And right in front of Marha, in order to embarrass him, she jumps up and she's like, wow, he got tackled by a girl. You don't see that every day.
I mean, well, throughout the game, I could, like, it's like it's two-hand touch, but, like, sometimes it's not. And so it gets,
Well, the rules, and after Ross calls Monica a cheater, the cheating gets, exponentially worse.
Yeah, like Phoebe clotheslines someone, and there's a point where, like, Joey has the ball, and he has, like, four hands on him, and he's just still running, yeah. And, like, he just keeps going, like, what are the rules at this point? Like, is this full contact football?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like when Monica tackles Chandler, like, Ross comes over and he's like, whoa, what was that? And Monica's like, well, I just touched him and then he fell over. And Chandler's like standing in the background like, are you serious? Like, you're seriously saying that right now? So it seems like she knows it's cheating. It's just like, it doesn't matter after that. I don't know.
Yeah. It just seemed like there was a lot of, where they're like, oh, it's not really two-hand touch. Like, yeah. You have to actually tackle him now.
Also, is it traditional in touch football to play to 7 for the touchdowns?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I did notice that, yeah, each touchdown, like, you know, if you're just doing touchdowns, just make them 1 point.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're not kicking field goals or anything.
Yeah. You know, at this point, it's 42-21.
Which is a pretty big deficit. Yeah. And he's like, whatever, we're only down by 3 touchdowns.
Which he says when Monica is like, oh, whatever. I don't know. I think she taunts him. She has her own taunt. Like, 42-21, light the fire. Like the turkey, Ross is done?
Like the turkey.
Oh, like the turkey. I'm like, light it on fire?
Yeah. And then Ross is like, well, your team is better. You got to pick first. Yeah. And then they do the whole, they're like, well, you know, we'll take Rachel from you. Because they have Rachel on Ross's team and she's terrible.
Yeah. Monica's like, no, I don't want you doing this. Like, for once you're going to acknowledge that I've beat you, like, fair and square. So if you're going to make it like, oh, I have a better team, like, forget that. Let's remove that. And I'll take Rachel and you can take Joey.
Mm-hmm. So it's boys against girls.
And I think that Monica does this thinking that Joey and Chandler are going to, like, not be able to work together as a team. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I didn't really think about, you know, her game plan too much in this moment. I just, you know, it's a way to increase the drama and the stakes mm-hmm. in the game.
And Ross is like, I'm only down by 3 touchdowns. That's crazy. And she's like, we're fine. Like, we'll do great. You know, so then the game progresses. This is where we see a lot of cheating. At some point, Ross goes up to Marha and he calls her Heidi. And he's like, all right, let's settle this once and for all. Heidi, which of my boys do you like? She's like, oh, you know, I think, oh, they do the whole Netherlands thing.
Well, that's when, yeah, Chandler's like, oh, Joey, where do Dutch people come from?
Yeah.
And, you know, Joey clearly doesn't know.
Yeah, he says, Chandler even gives him a hint. He's like, isn't it somewhere near the Netherlands? And Joey's like, don't be ridiculous. The Netherlands is a fake place from Peter Pan, you know, whatever. Like, it's not real. And Marha's like, oh, my.
I am so offended.
So she ends up picking Chandler for that reason and, like, just in general. And Chandler does, like, a big dance where he's like,
yeah, a whole yeah, stupid I, celebration. Yeah,
really big, right in front of her.
Awkward dancing yeah. and all sorts of things.
And Marha's like, no, I think I can pick no one. Like, because she doesn't
That was
like,
better. That was, yeah. that was, like, spot on. Well, I feel like if your first voice would have been like, now I want to pick no one. Yeah. Which, you know, you really refined it as this episode has progressed.
Well, now I could never do it again. I perfected it, obviously.
Well, yeah, now you're going to make it sound like, what do you, I don't know. You always make it like Midwest. She's going to go Midwest.
No. You've cursed me now. That's definitely going to happen.
Oh, now I just think I don't just want to pick no one.
No, I can't. It's going to get stuck in my head.
She's going to go all Fargo on you.
Okay, well, I have one more line of hers to say, so let's see here.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Are you French-Canadian?
Stop saying things.
I don't want to pick either of them there.
Okay, so Chandler blew it. She's like she thinks he's shallow and a dork.
That was good.
Oh, nice.
That was not any of the regions that I thought it would come from.
I had to keep saying it in my head while you were saying all these other accents. I'm like, just think of how she was saying it. Don't let Chris put on your ear blinders.
Block out the negative vibes. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Ear blinders, also known as earplugs. Okay.
Do you have like a ear blinders? Like, this concert's kind of loud.
So in their cheating, I took a couple of notes. Phoebe flashes Chandler at one point in order to distract him.
Well, twice. Once it works. The other time he shields his eyes and goes in for the touchdown.
Yeah. I don't really know what else happens in the cheating. Did you make any other cheating notes?
Phoebe clotheslines someone. Oh, yeah. This is when like the
drag.
Yeah. Rachel like wraps around Joey's neck and people start pulling on Rachel. And that's when, you know, that's two hand, you know, you're down, sure. Joey.
I mean,
like, what are the rules now? But then they eventually reveal that the guys are up by 2 points.
Somehow.
So I don't know what increments they're working in or what, but they're up by 2 points.
Yeah, they haven't really established how other ways that you get points, so whatever. Somehow that happened.
Yeah.
And they're in a huddle, and Monica's like, Rachel, go long. And Rachel, throughout the whole episode, has been like, I don't want to go long anymore.
Yeah, keep telling her to go long. They mean just, like, get out of the way. Yeah. Just run. Don't stop.
Yeah.
You're useless.
And she's like, come on, guys. Like, I can do things. I'm good. Like, I'm not lame. I can do something. And Monica's like, okay, fine. Like, she's going to do, like, a shuffle back pass to Rachel. And Rachel's like, yes. Like, she's so excited. So she's supposed to throw it down the field. She doesn't really get a chance. Everyone's coming for her. And she runs outside of the, like, it's a little fenced-in park. And she runs outside of the fence back in. And as soon as she gets in, she just chucks the ball straight at Monica's face.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica is like hurt, you know, they obviously don't make the down, which I don't know where the lines are, you know, but
you can
whatever.
Just run outside the fence. Yeah. Like, I don't know when the play ended, but they didn't gain any yardage.
Yeah. So they go back and Monica's so pissed at Rachel. She's like, Rachel, go long. Yeah. I love that part.
She's like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. She knows she blew it. So this time Rachel is the only one open. Phoebe has two people on her, Chandler and Joey.
They're like muffling her mouth. Yeah. They're like bear hugging her, like keeping her totally under
again,
wraps.
Rampant.
Yeah. Pass interference up
just
to wazoo.
All over.
Yeah.
And where was, there's like a woman, you know, watching from the.
From her window?
Yeah, from the window on the phone. Like, you know, where she should be helping them out here. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. And this like pathetic Dutch tourist is just watching all this stupid shit go on.
Oh, yeah. So that was the other thing. I had a note about this. Like, what was her plan? Because at one point she stands up during the football game and she's like, now we eat food, and everyone's
now
like,
she's part of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay, so was her plan to go walk around all day, like, you know, waiting for someone to feed her?
Now we eat. Yeah, no, I don't know what her plan was. It was a terrible plan, just to like hang out with these doofuses all day. I need to get to Penn Station. I missed my. I need to get a flight.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of people around. There's like a family swinging in the background the whole time while like all these crazy, you know, 20-year-olds are tackling all over the place. So anyway, Rachel is the only one open, and Monica throws the ball to her at the last second right before Ross like takes her down. And Rachel catches it, super pumped, spikes it at the 1-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Just like DeSean Jackson, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have done it. I think he did it a couple times, though.
Yeah. And so then everyone's like, oh, like, that doesn't actually count. And Rachel's like, oh, you know, she's upset. And then Phoebe comes over and she's like, but guys, remind me, if nobody actually touched Rachel, then the ball is still alive, right? And Ross and Monica look at each other and they're like, ah, and they both dive on the ball.
Yeah, and they both wrap around it.
Yeah, and they're just, you know, demanding.
Fight over it for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, literally, because the end credit scene is just them holding the ball, perhaps forever.
Yeah, and it starts snowing while
everyone else is
the
inside.
Rest of the crew, yeah, is inside eating Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think it was very funny. I remember not thinking it was funny during our drunken episode, and...
You stand by it.
Yeah, there were still parts of it where I was like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't remember all of it, but... Yeah, it's just, I don't know, that's not really funny. Just kind of like schoolyard insults from Monica and Ross, and I don't know, some like lame physical humor during the football game.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I like the Geller cup.
The Geller, we can all agree the troll on the 2x4 was great.
Yeah.
But like the weird Dutch lady watching them play, and she had a dog with her, they never addressed it.
What?
Yeah, she like had a dog on a leash. Like, sometimes when she was, like, sitting on the bench, she had a dog on a leash with her. Then when she was standing up interacting with them, no dog. So I don't know if she was, like, a...
Maybe that was just part of her general ploy. Or, was she, like, a honeypot or something?
The actress who played her is like, listen, I have no... My dog sitter, like, canceled on me. I have no one to take care of my dog. Like, he doesn't need to be, you know... He doesn't need any lines, but he just has to stay with me most of the shoot. It's the only explanation.
That's the only one?
Yeah. Well, maybe there was like a C plot with the dog that they cut. But yeah, when she was on the bench, there was like a dog, like a shaggy dog with her.
I'm going to have to rewatch the episode. I don't recall a dog at all.
Yeah, we'll post 10 shots to Instagram. All of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're doing that.
But yeah, like, I don't know. That was stupid. The whole thing. I don't know.
I agree. Yeah, there wasn't too much I liked about it either.
Is there any Friends news?
Friends news.
Friends news that I had last week was that they've started filming the episode, the reunion episode. So we can watch that in like 10 years when we get to that point in the podcast.
Yeah. It probably has just spoilers galore.
I can't watch it now.
Out of sequence. That was the news last time? I don't even remember that.
Yeah. So let me see what the latest news is.
Fisher Stevens made it to the reunion?
No.
I know he was angling for it. You know, loyal listeners will know that he apologized for being a huge dick on set.
Yeah. What? Conveniently, right before they start this episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was definitely angling to get in the reunion.
Really pathetic.
Yeah.
You want the most recent news that comes up with Friends News or the top one?
Whichever one sounds like it'll be better content.
No, they're both bad.
Then the top one.
All right, top one. Jennifer Aniston's rep shuts down Friends reunion rumor about her adoption plans.
Oh, God. What was that podcast? Dakota Ring?
Yeah, Dakota Ring.
Dakota Ring has a very good episode about just like America's obsession with Jennifer Aniston and will she or won't she have children? It's like very...
Yeah.
It's very well done.
I think it's called Jennifer Aniston is Sad or something like that.
Yeah.
Sad, like, Jennifer Aniston,
yeah,
maybe.
Something like that. And it's just about like America's obsession with her, like, relationships, whether or not she's going to have kids, why she won't have kids, and whatever. Getting back together with Brad Pitt, which is always like threatened every, you know, the tabloids all the time.
Yeah.
This seems like this is more of more in that vein.
I love Dakota Ring. Unfortunately, we've listened to all the episodes and there's not more until summer. Okay, so back to Jennifer Aniston is Sad.
Feeding this fire.
This is from E, and it says, sorry, Friends fans, Jennifer Aniston is not on her way to becoming a mom. Gossip has been circulating that the 52-year-old actress is adopting her first baby. Rumor has it that she shared the alleged news with her Friends co-stars when they all returned for the HBO Max special this week. However, Jennifer's rep thoroughly shuts down the claim, telling E! News the story is a fabrication and false. So, that's the world of Friends news.
Brad Pitt's nowhere in sight for Jennifer Aniston.
Funny that you should say that, since I'll tell you what the title for the other article was. Justin Theroux confirms that he and Jennifer Aniston are still friends.
This is like that Courtney Cox, find out why she won't get rid of her Malibu home.
That one was She's terrible.
Like, I love Malibu.
I love my house.
So lame. Like, who's reading that? They're like, oh, they're still friends? That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I've been wondering about that. I kind of hate, I need to start looking for Friends news in incognito mode, because like the influx of Friends news that I get now is just, it's like, you know, a water hose or whatever, a fire hose.
Yeah, but then that you gotta use that to refine it and find the best one for each.
There is no best one, Chris.
No, they're all sad Jen and friendship updates.
Malibu homes.
Yeah, I mean, these are all very stupid.
Yeah, because then I think I feel like I was trying to do that because I was clicking on all of them. And I was like, okay, I have to stop clicking on these ones that come through. I'm only looking at Friends news when I search it once a week. Time for Friends trivia.
It's time for Friends trivia.
This week we're doing the history of football on Thanksgiving. Which two teams were the first to play each other on Thanksgiving? Was it Yale and Princeton, University of Michigan and Wisconsin, University of Michigan and Chicago, or the La Robe Athletic Association and the Canton Bulldogs?
University of Michigan and Wisconsin.
Incorrect. Yale and Princeton.
Ugh. Yeah. Would be.
1886, I think, is what it was.
Oh, yeah, I guess I wasn't really thinking about which ones are the oldest, but that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I thought you might get that one right away. All right, this one only has three, okay? So it might be a gimme for you. Thanksgiving was a controversy that caused only two teams to play on a Thanksgiving. What was it? Two NFL teams. Frank Gust, prolific serial killer, was on the loose, and Americans were advised not to go out. Franklin D. Roosevelt wanted to move Thanksgiving a week earlier. Frank Philchuk had fixed a number of games earlier in the season. After he was caught, questions around remaining unplayed games.
Oh, okay.
Arose.
I don't know, the FDR one?
That's correct! Yeah, he wanted to move Thanksgiving a week earlier to, like, stimulate revenue before Christmas to give more people time to shop.
Okay.
I was like, I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Was that third one, did that happen at some other time in the league history?
So they didn't cancel any games, but yeah, that guy's real. He had bribed a bunch of players, and he and another person, and then, like, they told them to, like, throw games or whatever. And so he was suspended from the NFL for like 5 years or something, not even forever, for associating with gamblers. And the first one was true, but it did happen in Germany. Who holds the record for most Thanksgiving MVPs? This is the Thanksgiving MVP is a few awards, like a few different networks have done it, and they give it to the player who is the best. It's like voted on by, you know, some random people who are there. It seems like very unofficial.
So just people who played on Thanksgiving? Or who are the best when Thanksgiving?
No. It's only for people who play on Thanksgiving. So of all the people who play, like, that particular Thanksgiving day.
Okay.
Who's the best? So who holds the record? Randy Moss, Tony Romo, Barry Sanders, or Emmitt Smith?
Barry Sanders or Emmitt Smith? Emmitt Smith.
That's correct. My personal friend, Emmitt Smith.
Friend of the show.
Congratulations.
Two out of three.
I hope that shut-in is... this is validating her belief. She's like, I knew
her.
He was a good...
Shut-in could be anyone. Not all shut-ins are women.
I feel like most shut-ins are men.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But all right. Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, I was worried. That first one, I was assuming it was going to be NFL teams, and then it wasn't, and I was just all out of whack.
Yeah. You couldn't recover from that.
I wasn't thinking clearly. But I got back on my feet.
Look at you.
Charged toward the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am.
You're so much better than Ross. He would have just laid there crying about his broken nose.
Probably. He's a quitter.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you for listening. We'll let you know if that special unaired episode ever gets posted. But in the meantime, you can follow us on just.friends.podcast, where Chris will be posting 10 images.
I mean, maybe 10. I don't know how many shots the dog was in, but as many unique shots as I can muster.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.